Chapter 28. Glass. Music played on Phoenix twice that year. The council had approved the exception, and for the first time anyone could remember, the Earth-made instruments were taken from their preservation chambers and carried carefully to the observation deck for the comet viewing party. It should have been one of the most magical nights of Glass's life. The entire population of Phoenix had flocked to the observation deck in their finery, and the elegantly dressed crowd buzzed with excitement. All around her, people were talking and laughing as they strode toward the enormous windows, clutching glasses of sparkling root wine. Glass stood next to Huxley and Cora, who were talking animatedly. But although Glass could see her friends' mouths moving, their words never reached her ears. Every cell in her body was focused on the musicians who were quietly taking their seats on the far side of the observation deck. But as the musicians began to play, Glass shifted from one foot to another, growing restless as she thought of Luke. Without him, the music that normally wrapped around her like an enchantment felt strangely empty. The melodies that once seemed to express the deepest secrets of her soul were no less beautiful now, but it made her chest ache to know that the only person she wanted to share them with was somewhere else. Glass looked over and quickly found her mother, wearing a long gray dress and their family's gloves, kid leather, one of the only pairs left on the ship, stained with age but still infinitely precious. She was talking to someone in the Chancellor's uniform, but it wasn't the Chancellor. Glass realized with a start it was Vice-Chancellor Rhodes. Though she'd only seen him a few times, she recognized his sharp nose and mocking smile. Glass knew that she should go over, introduce herself, smile at the Vice Chancellor, and raise her glass to him in a toast. She should thank him for her freedom and look grateful and overjoyed as the crowd of well-dressed Phoenicians looked on and whispered. It's what her mother would have wanted. It's what she should have done if she valued her life. But as Glass stared at his hateful dark eyes, she found she couldn't bring herself to move toward him.